This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Straight away to Marchand. His shot gets blocked out of the zone. And then one of the Bruins checks into Binnington, and you can bring out the Zamboni. First ever win on home ice in the Stanley Cup Final for the St. Louis Blues. A 4-2 win over the Bruins that ties the series 2-2. And we will go to Boston with a Stanley Cup Final becoming a best of three.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
And in Boston, Captain Zdeno Chara of the Bruins may or may not be available after suffering a broken jaw. Best of three now. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Bernie Federko is a member of the Blues Hall of Fame, part of Fox Sports Midwest. Had a chance to catch up with him early on Wednesday, and I started out by asking him about the impact. If there's no Chara, how does that affect an already thin blue line?
Well, obviously, I mean, Chara is not one of those guys that you can really replace. I mean, the size that he has, the experience that he has is certainly going to hurt the Bruins if he's not able to play. But I think you always understand that there's always someone that's willing to step in, and there's always somebody capable of really filling in a good role there. I mean, yes, there's a lot of pressure coming in with only three games left in a Stanley Cup final. You got to win two of three. So I think whoever comes in for Boston, I'm sure, would be very, very good. I mean, the guy's going to get the opportunity of his lifetime. So I think the Blues would be looking at that, Amy, as, hey, they have to worry about their business. They can't worry about what the Boston Bruins are going to do, what they're going to dress, or who they're going to dress. They just have to make sure that they play their game when the puck is dropped on the ice for Game 5.
Man, their story is well documented. Literally last in the NHL in early January. They've been down, not out. Certainly have looked like they're on their last legs at times. And here they are, just a couple of wins away from potentially the first Stanley Cup in franchise history. Does it ever surprise you, Bernie?
Not anymore. I mean, again, as bad as the season started for the first 3 months, they just couldn't find their game at all. But once they found it, I can't say enough about the way that the team responds after a loss. I mean, they seem to figure out their shortcomings, I guess, if you want to call them, and the losses they have, and they seem to be able to just regroup and find a way to win the next game. And I think there's a lot of teams in the league that don't find ways to win, but this Blues team has found ways to win, and they just don't count on one person or two people. It's been a real team effort, whether it's going to be the fourth line or the first line, or if it's going to be this third pairing of defense that steps in and plays well over the first pair. Jordan Binnington has been very good in goal for the Blues all really since January, since he was recalled. So this has been a complete team effort. And right now, nothing surprises me. So I don't know if we want to call it destiny or what. Right now, things are looking very, very good. You come down to a best of three series right now. I think the Blues really feel that their chances are just as good as the Bruins of taking home the Stanley Cup this year.
Jordan is a rookie, obviously, early in his career and really young, early 20s as well. And that's when you started in the NHL. Do you remember being that young, trying to acclimate yourself to pro hockey as your career?
Yeah, it's very difficult. I mean, especially when you get into the Stanley Cup playoffs. I mean, I was never in a Stanley Cup final, but my first year I was 20 years old, and we played actually against the Montreal Canadiens in the playoffs that year, and that was very, very difficult. I mean, just the atmosphere surrounding a Stanley Cup playoff game, I mean, just the intensity level changes so much. It becomes so much greater than in the regular season. So I think Jordan, though, is one of those guys that really has handled it so well. I mean, he's a kid that he doesn't get rattled for anything. He's unflappable, as we call him. I mean, whatever he has in there, he's got the ice in his veins or whatever it is. He's a guy that really just stays focused on what he has to do. He lets in a goal, he forgets about it very quickly. And I think that's the one thing about goaltenders. The guys that have the shortest memories really are usually the best goaltenders.
Both Jordan and Tuukka Rask have definitely learned that skill. Bernie Federko is with us after hours on CBS Sports Radio with Blues TV, but also a member of the organization's Hall of Fame. You spent most of your career with the St. Louis franchise, and they finally snapped this drought to get back to the Stanley Cup final. What's this been like for you as someone who spent the majority of your career with this team?
It's been really a wonderful ride for us to be watching this. I mean, obviously, I played 13 years for the Blues, and my job was to try to win a Stanley Cup, and unfortunately, we were not able to do it. So I think since I retired every year, we just continue to hope that this is going to be the year for the St. Louis Blues. So, I mean, obviously, I was very proud to be a part of the team. I was one of the guys that was able to help the team be successful enough to continue to grow there with hockey fans in St. Louis. So now we've got such a great following. The team now is on the verge of maybe something great, and we couldn't be, as alumni, more proud of what this team has been doing. So we've got our fingers crossed like everybody else. We're certainly big fans, bigger fans probably than anybody, because we had put on the sweater, the Blues, wore the blue note in our early careers, and to be watching this right now and hoping that this is maybe the year makes us feel very, very proud for one thing, but very excited about the possibility.
I really enjoyed seeing a bunch of Blues alum come together to support this current team. You crossed paths with Brett Hull for a couple seasons at the end of your career. How much fun has it been for you to watch players from various eras converge and root on these Blues?
Yeah, Amy, it's been wonderful. I mean, we have a great alumni box, thanks to our ownership group there in St. Louis. We've got about 60 different alumni in the city even now. We don't see each other that often, but there's events that we every once in a while run across each other. But right now, with the Cup Final being on, we've got guys coming in from all over the place, seeing guys that we haven't seen for 8 or 10 years now are coming in. So it's been just a wonderful little get-together for all of us. We're all excited as heck. I mean, it's running. We're fact that we're running out of room in the alumni room to try to crowd everybody in there. But this has been very, very special for the alumni, and to see the guys and even the guys that live in town, we're getting a chance to see them more and more because they're out to every game. And it's been a wonderful ride with the way the fans have really accepted this ordeal right now. I mean, I've never seen the city is so crazy. And I mean, obviously the Blues have not won a cup, but I mean, the Cardinals have been winning World Series, and the Rams won a Super Bowl as well. And there were just plenty of excitement in the city. But to me right now, this is even more excitement than I've ever seen with those championships.
Oh, yeah. Hockey fans are a different kind of crazy all over the country, but especially right now in St. Louis. I always appreciate the opportunity to ask players from former eras, what was the biggest difference from when you played to what you see now on the ice in the NHL?
Well, the game is a lot different now. I mean, it's 30 some years for me, so since I've been out. So, I mean, to me, the game is much faster right now. I mean, the technology is there with the equipment is lighter, the sticks are lighter, everything is better as far as that goes. But the speed of the game has never been greater. I mean, everybody is just skates so well. Everybody obviously handles the puck, shoots the puck so well. Goaltenders seem to be much better again because the equipment seems to be larger. You don't have a lot of room to shoot out there, but I don't think the game's ever been better. I mean, it's not near as physical, I guess, as it was when I was playing. I mean, you don't see a fight very often, but the guys still run into each other, and when you guys got the speed that they have when they're making contact with each other, it's a very, very difficult game to play. You don't have a lot of time to think out there, but it's still... even though the game has changed, I loved it back then when I played, and I certainly love it the way it is right now.
We're spending a few minutes with Blues Hall of Famer and Fox Sports Midwest analyst Bernie Federko. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. The NHL, along with every other league in pro sports, is really trying to cut down on unnecessary and extracurricular hits to the head. And we had an example earlier in the final with Oscar Sundquist, who, of course, served a one-game suspension for his hit on Matt Grzelcyk. In your opinion, is the league doing enough to try to crack down on repeated hits to the head?
Yes, Amy. I mean, it's very difficult. I mean, it's really difficult for the players. It's really difficult for the referees to even police it because, I mean, the speed of the game is just incredible. And you know what? You have to be thinking out there all the time. I mean, sometimes guys put themselves in bad positions, and it's really hard when you're in trying to finish your check and then the other guy puts himself in a bad position by turning away from you, well, once you're already committed, it's very hard to pull back and try not to hit him. I mean, I don't think anybody out there is really trying to get an elbow up or a shoulder into someone's head. These guys are all in the same really players union. They don't want to hurt each other. They don't want anybody to get hurt in the game. But with the speed of the game, it makes it very, very difficult to be able to pull up sometimes on a hit, and it makes it very difficult for the referees to really to call some of the plays because it happens so quick, and you might sometimes not be in a position to see it. So it's the league is doing all they can. I know that the helmets are much better. I mean, they've put glass in now that is much more forgiving. It bounces off. I mean, the old glass, the old days, you got hit in the head there, man, into the glass. You were dazed for quite a while. But now everything is much better, and the league is trying everything they can to make sure that these head injuries don't happen.
Before this Stanley Cup final, the Bruins had won 8 consecutive postseason games, which is incredible. They swept through the East Finals. What impresses you about a team that's been a powerhouse to this point in the postseason?
Well, the Bruins just have really a complete hockey club. I mean, they've got 4 lines. They continue to roll. I mean, obviously, the defense is very mobile. Obviously, they miss Grizzlick right now, and if they miss Chara, that really hurts them. But that defense loves to move the puck, and if you don't get on top of them, they're going to burn you very good, very, very well, as we saw when they scored 7 goals in game 3. But I think the thing with the Bruins is that they're very dangerous. The Blues have got to make sure that they stay very disciplined. When we saw the Blue Bruins score 4 power plays in game 3, they're a very talented team that skates very well. So they don't have a lot of weaknesses, as I put it that way. So I mean, it's no surprise that they're where they're at right now. And this has been a great series. The Blues have tried to counteract some of the things by making sure that they're physical on them and making sure that they try to make sure they do a good job killing penalties, as they did in game 4. But there's not a lot of weaknesses. So the Blues still have their hands really full going through these last 3 games.
Bernie, before I let you go, we saw it last year with the Washington Capitals when they finally broke through and won a Stanley Cup. And I know there's still work to be done for the Blues if they're to achieve that promised land. But what would it mean to the franchise for them to finally be on top?
Oh, well, it would mean everything, not only to the Blues organization, to the ownership group, but to the city itself. I mean, there's been a lot of patient fans that have been following the Blues since 1967. I mean, I've seen a lot of these older fans that have been there forever are sitting in the stands now, and they're the ones that keep saying that they want to make sure that they see a Stanley Cup winner before their time is up here on Earth. So I think it means an awful lot to really at any organization. I mean, when you look at all the other teams that came in an expansion, the Blues are the only ones from the first expansion that have not won a Stanley Cup. So we've always looked at it that way and say, hey, we're behind the times in that. So, again, this is something that is very, very difficult to do, and for it to happen for the city of St. Louis and for the Blues organization would be absolutely huge.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.